Now, Iranian armed forces have launched a major drill in the country's south.
The hypothetical enemy naval forces launched an offensive from the sea and managed to reach the shore. Then the ground forces in charge of defending the coast confront them and drive them back from the positions they have captured in an attempt to clear the way for second-line troops to inflict heavy losses on them.
The joint maneuvers by the Army's ground, naval and air forces cover an area from the east of the Strait of Hormuz to the southern parts of the Gulf of Aden. The drill is the largest of its kind in the region. It deploys different types of military hardware and weapons, both in waters and on the ground. Various units of ground forces have also been stationed along Iran's southeastern borders to assess commanding posts and engineering structures there. Well, to discuss this more, let's talk to Sayed Mostafa Khoshtesh, political commentator from Tehran. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Khoshtesh, first of all, just how significant and timely is this military drill?
In the name of God, hello and thank you very much for inviting me. Well, every now and then, you know, all army forces throughout the world have regular exercises in order to transfer experiences to the younger commanders and personnel, and also in order to put their new tactics into action and also test their new homemade weapons. On the other hand, every year Iran has had a joint maneuver by its armed forces, especially the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and also the IRGC has its own military exercises. But now that Iran is approaching the deadline of the nuclear talks and the United States is evading its promises and pledges that it made last year in Geneva, there might be some possibility of increasing threats to Iran again in order to pressure Iran. None of these threats would be put into action, of course, but just to keep Iran tight under tight pressure, such threats might be posed by the United States and Israel. So Iran wants to once again announce that it's ready, fully ready, to defend the country against any kind of threat. Normally, these war games are exercised for three different reasons. The first one that I mentioned, some of them are at national levels. The other one is for regional purposes and also for international goals. The international goal pursued through these war games is the one that I just said, in order to show your power, your homegrown equipment, weapons, and advanced military tools in order to increase your deterrence power.
And of course, how do other countries interpret this drill, both friend and foe?
Well, as I said, at regional levels, there are some other goals pursued. It's understood by the regional nations in a different way than those outside the region. For those inside the region, Iran has repeatedly stressed that there is no need for the deployment of foreign troops in the country, in the region, especially in the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has repeatedly asked the regional states to embark on collective efforts to establish peace and security in the region. And Iran's power has this message that Iran is capable of doing so with the help of other countries. Even if it's left alone, it can do so. So it has a message of peace and friendship because it shows that Iran can establish and maintain peace and security in the volatile region of the Middle East. And there is no need for the deployment of the trans-regional troops. So this means there is less tension. You know, whenever the United States deploys troops or its allies, they deploy troops everywhere in the world, tensions go high, and there is an imminent, at least the threat of an imminent war, like what happened in Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, everywhere. So the sooner the United States gets out of this region, the better the conditions will be and the calm will be restored sooner.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks, sir, to Sayed Mostafa Khoshtesh, political commentator from Tehran. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.